This morning on WCHL, 34 UNC centers and institutes could face the axe from the university's Board of Governors. A trio of nonprofit organizations wants to partner with the town of Carborough to build a four-story arts and innovation center downtown.
The Arts Center, KidZoo, and Carolina Performing Arts are asking the town of Carborough to build a 55,000-square-foot building.
And about a month after the release of the Weinstein Report, the university is facing more backlash. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, the number 12-ranked North Carolina men's basketball team dominated East Carolina 108-64 on Sunday afternoon at the Dean Smith Center. And it was a big weekend for college football.
The college football playoff created both great interest and controversy.
That's coming up this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
806, 39 degrees in Chapel Hill, 38 this morning in Carborough, also 39 in Hillsborough. Mostly cloudy today, chance of rain in the afternoon. Cooler temperatures are high today, about 40, and that's about it. Tonight, cloudy with a 50-50 chance of rain and temperatures holding steady in the middle 30s. Tomorrow, it will get a little warmer with a high in the low 50s. 34 UNC centers and institutes around the state could face the axe from the university's Board of Governors. That report comes from NC Policy Watch. Closing any or all of the centers across 16 UNC campuses would be the result of up to $15 million in cuts approved by the Republican-led state legislature last year. The proposed cuts extend to speaker series and other non-academic activities as well. The list was narrowed down from 237 centers and institutions that were compiled earlier this year. Seven of the 34 current centers on the list were already under campus review. The UNC Board of Governors will hear presentations on Wednesday and Thursday before making their final recommendations. Groups under review for the cuts include the Research Institute for Environment, Energy, and Economics at Appalachian State University in Boone, the Institute for Civic Engagement and Social Change at North Carolina Central University in Durham, and the UNC Center for Civil Rights here at UNC in Chapel Hill. NC Policy Watch quoted UNC Board of Governors member Jim Holmes denying that the proposed cuts and closures are driven by any political agenda. About a month after the release of the Weinstein Report, UNC is facing more backlash. 10 media organizations are suing the university for withholding the names of the 9 employees who faced discipline or dismissal for their involvement in the academic scandal. They also want information on the other employees named in the report. The media outlets claim the names are public information, but the university has refused to disclose them, and last week, UNC filed a motion to dismiss the complaint altogether. Rini Gupta reports for Carolina Connection.
The lawsuit was filed by the Associated Press, 4 broadcasting companies, and 5 newspapers, including the News and Observer. NNO senior investigative reporter Steve Riley says he's frustrated with how UNC is handling the release of information he believes should be open to the public.
The University of North Carolina is easily the most difficult public agency that we've ever worked with here. I can't think of another one we've had to sue 3 times, let alone in 4 years.
Riley attorney Mike Toddy is representing the 10 media outlets in the lawsuit to get the names of faculty and staff members who are punished or fired after the Weinstein Report uncovered decades of fake classes and bogus grades.
Basically, we filed the lawsuit under the public records law saying that another statute makes that information public. And the state employees that we're seeking information on are those that have been connected with the academic scandal as revealed by the recent Weinstein Report.
A university spokesman released a statement November 24th, the day the lawsuit was filed, saying, quote, "We decline further comment at this time while we review these claims." This week, we asked Chancellor Carol Folt about the lawsuit after the ceremony announcing the donation to the School of Pharmacy.
Really? Is that what you want to ask me about right now?
I'm sorry, I have to.
I think you should ask me about that at a different time.
Okay.
Shortly after the lawsuit was filed, the university did release one name. Jamie Lee, a former football academic counselor, was one of 4 people terminated. The Daily Tar Heel printed a list with other names that it said it had obtained from an anonymous source, but the university has not confirmed that list. Jenny Serain is the DTH editor-in-chief.
There is a lot of kind of clouded information, so it's disappointing, I think, because in our our opinion, these employees have obviously done a lot to damage the integrity of the university, and their names have already been floated out there through the Weinstein Report, which the university commissioned.
The media organizations expect a hearing on the lawsuit sometime this month. In Chapel Hill, I'm Reenie Gupta.
As Reenie mentioned, 10 media organizations are suing the university. WCHL is not part of the lawsuit. Carolina Connection is a radio news magazine of the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. It just aired its final show of 2014 this past weekend. We'll take a break for the holidays, but it will be back on WCHL again in January, on Saturday mornings at 8:30 during the academic year. A trio of nonprofits wants to partner with the town of Carrboro to build a four-story arts and innovation center downtown. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more.
The Arts Center, Kidzoo, and Carolina Performing Arts are asking the town of Carrboro to build a 55,000-square-foot building across the street from Armadillo Grill to be known as the Carrboro Arts and Innovation Center. The proposal calls for the lot at the corner of Roberson and Main Streets to be donated to the town, which currently leases the property for parking. Carrboro would contribute $4.5 million of the $12 million construction cost for the building. Some of that money would be generated by a new hotel proposed for the site of the current art center. The nonprofits would raise the rest through donations, foundations, and grants. Under the current plan, the town would own the building and lease it to the three groups in partnership. The Board of Aldermen voted 6-1 last week to hold a public hearing on the plan when meetings resume in January. That hearing is scheduled for January 20th, 2015. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Chapel Hill Town Council will sit down with developers tonight to hash out the details for the Obie Creek project at a special work session. The council is negotiating a development agreement with East-West Partners to govern the long-term build-out of the 1.5 million square foot project across from Southern Village, just south of town. Tonight, the council will discuss affordable housing, recreation space, bike and pedestrian connectivity, and a possible pedestrian bridge to span 15501. That meeting begins at 7 o'clock in council chambers at Chapel Hill Town Hall. We're now more than a month out from Election Day 2014, and the national election is now officially over as Louisiana Democrat Mary Landrieu just lost a runoff to keep her seat in the U.S. Senate. That brings the GOP majority in the Senate to 54-46, and it means the so-called Solid South is solid once again. Not counting Florida, every single state in the Deep South, from North Carolina over to Arkansas, will have two Republican senators as of January. But public policy polling director Tom Jensen says there's a reason for Democrats in North Carolina to celebrate, at least. Kay Hagan lost her Senate seat, but North Carolina Democrats actually gained seats in the General Assembly, and that bucked a pretty strong trend. Jensen spoke last week with WCHL's Aaron Keck.
I think most of the polling that sort of goes on in the days after the election like this is sort of trying to figure out why what happened in the election happened. And it's sort of an interesting mixture of conclusions when you look at North Carolina. You know, on one hand, Democrats are disappointed because Kay Hagan lost and Republicans kept control of the legislature. But on the other hand, Democrats actually have success stories in North Carolina that they don't, certainly most anywhere in the South and really just about nowhere in the country. There's been a lot of sort of death of the Southern Democrat think pieces in various national publications over the last 2 weeks. But in North Carolina, Democrats actually gained seats in the legislature, and this is the only state in the country where that happened. So a lot of sort of interesting things to look at as we start to look towards 2016.
I was reading, and I don't know if it was you who was talking about this on Facebook earlier this week, but someone was, that this coming election is going to be, you know, the spotlight's going to be on North Carolina yet again, not just because we'll be a swing state in the presidential race, but I think this is the only state in the country that's going to be simultaneously a swing state in the presidential race and have a high-profile gubernatorial race and have a high-profile Senate race all at the same time. So 2 years from now is going to be, if anything, even busier than we saw in the last election cycle, where $100 million were spent on one race alone.
Yeah, I mean, most states have their gubernatorial elections in a different year than presidential elections. So not only are we going to be one of the few states that has a gubernatorial election in 2016, but all indications are that we're headed for likely a pretty close gubernatorial election. We've been testing Pat McCrory and Roy Cooper and hypothetical matchups with each other for a long time now, and They're usually within 2 or 3 points of each other, so it looks like that's going to be a close race. And one thing, sadly, I know we've all been enjoying sort of a respite from the political ads, but we are quite possibly in for even more of them this next cycle. And one sort of interesting poll finding we had for a private client this week, it was in a different state, but I think the numbers would hold in North Carolina. They were testing the possibility of implementing special taxation on political television ads and found that over 70% of the voters in this state would support having special taxation on political ads that would progressively increase the rate of taxation depending on the quantity of ads that you were running. And this was the rare thing in our highly polarized political times where Democrats and Republicans both said they strongly supported that concept. So maybe some intrepid, I have no idea if it would be legal or how something like that would work, but it might be something some intrepid politician in the General Assembly might want to bring forward that would have a lot of public support here.
I would be 150% in favor of that, if that's at all possible. I know it just reminded me back in one of the first Supreme Court cases of all time, McCulloch v. Maryland, John Marshall said, the power to tax is the power to destroy. And good Lord, if there's one thing that I would like to destroy, it is months and months of those horrible campaign ads.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little worried it's going to start even earlier this cycle than it did last
cycle. Years and
years
of campaign ads, right?
Yeah. You know, the ads hitting Kay Hagan started in November, a year before the election, and they did sort of destroy her approval rating before she had a chance to really define herself. I think the parties are going to see that, and you may see the ads start even earlier than 12 months out this time around.
Oh, boy, that's something I do not want to think about. That was Tom Jensen at Public Policy Polling. You can find all their latest numbers online at publicpolicypolling.com. And look for a survey of North Carolina voters coming out later on this week. WCHL News Time is 8:16. It is time now for Traffic and Weather Together. And this traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Here is the inimitable Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. Not too bad out there for a Monday morning on the roadways. Actually, no reports of any accidents to get in your way this morning. Northbound Smith Level Roads, where you're going to find your most crowded conditions as you approach Culber through 54. 40 eastbound, just heavily traveled in spots if you're heading out towards RTP this morning from 54 out through Fayetteville Road. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or safely tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
I found so far that the heaviest traffic today is between here and the newsroom.
I heard you almost got run over.
Yeah, I did. Well, actually, I was going out into the hall to get another cup of coffee, and Hillary almost ran over me coming in the main door there. So.
Maybe you should move faster. Just saying.
Maybe. I don't want to be a roadblock for anybody. So, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I always appreciate the moral support.
Sure.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carboro weather. Well, first of all, a word from the Carolina Inn. Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is one of only 3 Forbes 4-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now, your Chapel Hill Carboro forecast, 38 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Mostly cloudy, chance of rain this afternoon. Cooler, our high today only about 40. And then tonight, cloudy with a 50-50 chance of rain, near steady temperatures in the middle 30s. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly cloudy, slight chance of rain in the morning. Not as cool, though, with a high in the low 50s. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, where you can savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by executive chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine, sponsoring the traffic and the weather together this morning. And now back to news on WCHL is 8:18. Sad news to report this morning. Chatham County deputies say 3 people have died, 10 people sent to the hospital over the weekend after using cocaine that was laced with a painkiller. Investigators said in a news release that the 13 people lived around Siler City and Bear Creek, and they were sickened early Saturday within an hour of using that bad cocaine. Deputies say they tested a sample of the cocaine at the state crime lab and determined it also had the narcotic painkiller in it, this painkiller called fentanyl. Authorities say a 42-year-old man, a 24-year-old man, and a 23-year-old man all died. Autopsies have been ordered for all three of those people. Deputies say at least one of the people in the hospital is in critical condition. Federal officials are helping in this investigation. So far, no arrests have been made. A logjam over the future of Medicaid operations in North Carolina and skepticism over expanding Medicaid to cover more of the working poor will remain in place entering the next two-year session of the General Assembly. And there seemed to be momentum last summer to hammer out quickly a solution of some kind to stop recurring Medicaid shortfalls by shifting the risks of cost overruns to managed care organizations or provider networks. But the idea of a proposed special session in November fizzled, as you know, and stubborn differences between House and Senate Republicans resurfaced in a committee just last week. And while Governor Pat McCrory's administration and outgoing House Speaker Tom Tillis have hinted that it's time to look at possibly expanding Medicaid, expected Senate leader Phil Berger and Speaker Tim Moore say they have problems with that. WCHL News Time is 8:20. Time for championship sports. The number 12-ranked Tar Heel basketball team got a win over the weekend over East Carolina late yesterday. 108-64 was the score in the Dean Spence Center. Coming off that tough loss on Wednesday night against Iowa, where the Tar Heels were terrible, they bounced back with a season-high 60% shooting against ECU. Coach Roy Williams says the team invested a lot in the days leading up to the game. I'll bet.
Yesterday we got after it probably as hard as anybody on this team has ever had a practice the day before a game. But you can't do the things rebounding-wise, and you can't do the things one-on-one and selfishly like we did Wednesday night and be a good basketball team.
Bryce Johnson came up big for the Tar Heels last night, 19 points and a career-high 17 rebounds. Johnson's rebounding record surpassed any Tar Heel from last season and this current season.
He played a lot tougher tonight. He had, 17 boards or something like that. And I mean, the last game, I'm pretty sure he didn't even break, seven or eight. So, I mean, that was the biggest thing I noticed. He dove on the floor about three, four times today, and that's rare. So it was just an overall effort on his part. That was great.
Despite the win, Roy says there is a lot of room for improvement.
We still got to do a better job rebounding, a better job of boxing out. But we shared the ball, 27 assists for us, shooting 60% for the game. And again, we were into it mentally. We got to have that same kind of attitude every night.
There was plenty to offer in the Tar Heel sports menu over the weekend. While it was a heartbreaking end of the road for one Carolina team, it was a continuation of a national championship run for another. WCHL's Matt Oaks has more on the story.
UNC soccer senior midfielder and Greensboro native Glenn Long will remember Saturday night's game for the rest of his life. The Tar Heels' NCAA tournament fate rested on the strength of his leg. And with the game and the season on the line, Long's penalty kick was gobbled up by UCLA goalkeeper Earl Edwards Jr. In the eighth round, the Bruins clinched the gut-wrenching home victory with another sprawling save by Edwards Jr. And just like that, UNC's season came to a close with a 15-5-2 final record. For four impactful Tar Heels in particular, the loss will be even tougher to take. As seniors, their soccer careers at Carolina have now ended, including captain Boyd Okwonu, goal scorers Tyler Engel and Andy Craven, and stingy goalkeeper Brendan Moore. UNC head coach Carlos Somoano will do well to replace such pivotal performers next season. Meanwhile, the locker room was a happier place for the Tar Heels back on the East Coast. The UNC volleyball team continued its winning ways with a tough 3-1 win over Southern California inside Carmichael Arena Saturday evening. The Tar Heels have triumphed in a school record 19th straight contest. Now Sweet 16 bound, head coach Joe Segula says the second round NCAA tournament match was an outstanding showcase of top-notch volleyball.
I want to congratulate our North Carolina program as well as Southern Cal for a great match. What a great battle.
Carolina's coach, now in his 25th season in Chapel Hill, lauds his strong stable of seniors for the perfect 16-0 season mark in the cozy confines of Carmichael Arena.
Really good about this, and this is why I have these four seniors with us here right now. This is significant for this program and what these four represent to us and what they've done and what they've seen, how they've seen this program grow. And tonight was a special night, I think, for them and for this whole team, for us to get to this point.
Senior Lauren McAdoo says she's proud of her team for overcoming obstacles and reaching for their lofty goals.
And it has been a goal since we got here to make it to the Sweet 16. And I think it shows the heart and fight of this team. Through all adversity and everything, we just stuck with our goal and just fought through it together.
Senior classmate East Tanner, who notched 24 digs and a service ace against the Trojans, says she's enjoying every moment of the historic season, but is also excited for the road that lies ahead.
I never wanted as a senior class to be able to play a really tough team. We're glad that we played a tough team, and we're just really excited. I mean, it's hard to describe how special this feeling is, and we're just ready to play more.
Next up for the surging Tar Heels is a Sweet 16 showdown with 10th-seeded Oregon Friday in the Sports Pavilion in Minneapolis. Matt Oaks, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
Cam Newton passed for 3 touchdowns, appeared to incite a scuffle with frustrated New Orleans after he went over the pile for another score. And the Panthers ended a 6-game skid yesterday with a 41-10 rout of the Saints. Jonathan Stewart added a 69-yard touchdown run. The Panthers now 4-8-1. They pull within a game of NFC South leader Atlanta, which is 5-7. And Atlanta will play at Green Bay tonight. Newton's jawing and Superman celebration of his 2-yard rushing touchdown in the first quarter drew a shove from linebacker Curtis Lofton, igniting a scrum that went from a closed gate behind the goalpost and into a tunnel. Panthers tight end Brandon Williams was even ejected for punching Cam Jordan, but Carolina kept rolling. Newton's scoring passes went to Kelvin Benjamin, Greg Olson, and Fozzie Whitaker. New Orleans is 5-8 now. They lost their 4th straight home game to drop a half game behind Atlanta. So the Panthers have been absolutely terrible most of the season, but yesterday played well enough to win. It was good to get back in the win column. In college football over the weekend, the seedings were determined for the Final Four, if you will. Number 1 is Alabama. The Crimson Tide will face number 4, Ohio State. In one game, and then it will be number 2, Oregon, versus number 3, Florida State, which remains unbeaten after its win over Georgia Tech in the other semifinal game. And then the national championship will be determined when the winners meet. Art has more on that coming up right now on WCHL. It's 826.
Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The college football playoff created both great interest and controversy. This is Art Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. You knew watching Saturday's results unfold in games won by TCU, Baylor, and Ohio State that someone was going to be mighty unhappy when the first Final Four of college football was announced. It turned out to be the two Big 12 teams, which each had one loss but were left out in favor of the fast-charging Buckeyes of the Big 10. You can't argue the selection, only the method. Certainly Ohio State amazed all by routing Wisconsin 59-0 in the Big Ten championship game with the third-string quarterback. And before the selection committee announced who would join Alabama, Oregon, and Florida State in the first 4-team playoff, most radio and TV talking heads figured it would be Ohio State because of its fast finish and its strong lobby among conferences trying to influence committee members. The big discrepancy came for TCU, which was ranked number 3 in last week's poll and won its final game over Iowa State 55-3. What more could the Horned Frogs do to keep their position? And Baylor defeated ranked Kansas State to try and move up from number 5 last week. As it turned out, Ohio State leapfrogged both of them and will face top-ranked Alabama in one semifinal on January 1st. Number 3 FSU gets the second-ranked Oregon Ducks in the other semifinal. Most critics pointed out the political nature of the selection committee, in unequal geographic representation, and question why someone like former Secretary of State Condi Rice served on the committee, which ranked the teams weekly and then tried to explain what it did. That made for contradictions galore. Think about it this way. When the NCAA Basketball Tournament Selection Committee announces its field each year, the chairman meets with the media to answer questions and explain why certain fringe teams made it and didn't make it, and how the overall seeding was decided. People agree and disagree with those results, but it is one announcement and one press conference. The College Football Committee did that each week, which was a mistake, and the big reason the makeup and methodology of the committee is now under fire. Bet in years to come, they will announce the weekly rankings and wait till the end to say anything. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Looking for a classic village lifestyle plus a sophisticated new home? Visit Stanley Martin Homes at Winmore, just off Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Not only does Winmore offer a pool, playground, trails, and open space, your children can walk to Sewell Elementary and Chapel Hill High School. The UNC bus route stops at Winmore, right near Town Center, too. Stanley Martin Homes offers the best in energy efficiency and a choice of 3 beautiful designs at Winmore, starting in the 370s. Go see them or go to stanleymartin.com.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says Heal on Wheels. Wait, Heal on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got the saving money with Geico part, right?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
More rewards, not more rules. That's what you can expect from our Visa Bonus Rewards Card. With the Visa Bonus Rewards Card, earn points that you can redeem for your choice of cash back, travel, and more. Plus, get $25 cash back with your first purchase. More rewards, not more rules. Apply today at any Bank of North Carolina branch or on our website. For details and full disclosure, go to bankofnc.com. Subject to credit approval. Member FDIC.
Visit our local deals hot holiday deals page and save at least half off now through December 31st. One of the many merchants you'll find is the Orange County Speedway. Get half off two general admission tickets to the races at the Orange County Speedway in Rougemont. This is a perfect stocking stuffer for racing fans of all ages. Buy this hot deal, load up your family and friends, and race over to the track. Find the hot holiday deals page at ourlocaldeal.com. Shop online, shop local, and save big for the holidays.
8:30 at WCHL. We have 39 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Look for a high today of about 40. So the temperatures are going to stay pretty much where they are. Mostly cloudy all day and a chance of rain in the afternoon. Tonight, 50-50 chance of rain with temperatures holding steady in the mid-30s.
97.9 FM WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Criticism over the failed U.S. military rescue attempt in Yemen where American hostage Luke Summers died.
A member of the family is quoting Luke Summers' father as saying he is quite angry over the rescue mission and that his son would still be alive if the U.S. had not tried to save him.
National security correspondent David Martin says U.S. officials had believed
he was in imminent danger of being killed, and that was one of the principal reasons for launching the mission, the other being that they were pretty sure they knew where he was.
Following Summers' death in Yemen,
he was brought out of Yemen onto a U.S. Navy ship that was off the coast. His body was then transferred to a U.S. base in Djibouti, Africa. And that's where it is right now, waiting for arrangements to bring him home.
Another hostage, South African teacher Pierre Corky, was also killed in that rescue attempt. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
832, 39 degrees in Chapel Hill, 38 this morning in Carborough. This is WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. 34 UNC centers and institutes around the state of North Carolina could face the axe from the UNC Board of Governors. That report comes from NC Policy Watch. Closing any or all of the centers across 16 UNC campuses would be the result of up to $15 million in cuts approved by the Republican-led state legislature. The proposed cuts extend to speaker series and other so-called non-academic activities as well. The list was narrowed down from 237 centers and institutions that were compiled early this year. Seven of the 34 current centers on the list are already under campus review. The Board of Governors will hear presentations on Wednesday and Thursday before making final recommendations. Groups under review for the cuts include the Research Institute for Environment, Energy, and Economics at Appalachian State University in Boone, the Institute for Civic Engagement and Social Change at North Carolina Central University in Durham, and the UNC Center for Civil Rights at UNC here in Chapel Hill. NC Policy Watch quoted the UNC Board of Governors member Jim Holmes denying that the proposed cuts and closures are driven by any political agenda. A trio of nonprofits wants to partner with the town of Carborough to build a four-story arts and innovation center in downtown Carborough. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
The Arts Center, KidZoo, and Carolina Performing Arts are asking the town of Carborough to build a 55,000-square-foot building across the street from Armadillo Grill to be known as the Carborough Arts and Innovation Center. The proposal calls for the lot at the corner of Roberson and Main Streets to be donated to the town, which currently leases the property. Carborough would contribute $4.5 million of the $12 million construction cost for the building. Some of that money would be generated by a new hotel proposed for the site of the current art center. The nonprofits would raise the rest through donations, foundations, and grants. Under the current plan, the town would own the building and lease it to the three groups in partnership. The Board of Aldermen voted 6-1 last week to hold a public hearing on the plan when meetings resume in January. That hearing is scheduled for January 20th, 2015. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Chapel Hill Town Council will sit down tonight with developers to hash out the details for the Obie Creek project at a special work session. The council is negotiating a development agreement with East West Partners to govern the long-term build-out of the 1.5 million square foot project across from Southern Village. Tonight, the council will discuss affordable housing, recreation space, bike and pedestrian connectivity, and a possible pedestrian bridge to span 15501. The meeting will begin at 7 o'clock tonight in council chambers in Chapel Hill Town Hall. The office of Orange County Sheriff Charles Blackwood has released some safety tips for holiday shoppers. In a news release, Blackwood is quoted as saying, "This time of year attracts more shopping-related criminal activity because of the larger crowds and the extended store hours. These factors and the usual distraction of shopping creates a more favorable environment for petty thieves and other offenders," end quote. One way to avoid being a victim is to shop with a friend or relative. A lone shopper presents an obvious target for criminals. Shopping during the day is safer than nighttime shopping. If you must shop at night, try to park in a well-lit area. Credit card fraud is always a danger, especially this time of the year, so be sure not to leave your cards or receipts lying around. If you're shopping online, make sure the site from which you're purchasing is secured through Secure Socket Layer, known as SSL. You can find a complete list of holiday safety tips for Orange County shoppers in this story on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. And in news around town this morning, UNC's Keenan Flagler Business School is one of the top 15 MBA programs in the country. That's according to Bloomberg Businessweek, which released its biennial ranking of the nation's best MBA programs last month. UNC ranked number 12 in the nation, up 5 spots from 2 years ago. UNC is one of only 3 public universities ranked in the top 15. The other 2 are Michigan and UCLA. And in case you're wondering, the number 1 MBA program in the country isn't far away. It's Duke. The Fuqua School of Business beats out number 2 Penn and number 3 Chicago for the top spot this year. Longtime UNC General Counsel Leslie Strom is moving on. Last month, she was named Vice President for Strategy and General Counsel at the University of Louisville. Strom became UNC's General Counsel in 2003 and earned a Vice Chancellorship in 2005. She's been UNC's Principal Lawyer for more than 11 years, serving under 3 different chancellors. Strom will remain at Carolina until mid-January before heading off to Louisville. A national search for her replacement at Carolina will get underway soon. WCHL News Time is 8:37. Coming up, today's commentary from Wes Hare. It is in support of fast food workers. He wants to know why Orange County hasn't done more to support these folks in the fight for 15. That is on the way next on WCHL. There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than 3 decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road in the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. People often ask me about the price of gasoline and what they can do to save at the pump. Right now, you can save 6 cents per gallon when you sign up for an ExxonMobil Rewards smart card at Cruiser's. When you use the card, we save on credit card fees and pass the savings along to you. Think of the savings each time you fill up and beyond. Stop by any of our 24 convenient area locations and we'll sign you up.
Save 6 cents per gallon when you sign up for the ExxonMobil smart card. Cruiser's.
good to go.
As the holiday season is quickly approaching, these great outdoor provision gifts may be worth noting. Grab Dad some cool pants and Riot Raw denim. Maybe Mom needs a Hydro Flask for hot tea with lemon. Make a fisherman's season with a new Yeti hopper. Or grab a Nash supboard and go hit the water. Yes, Trusty can help you with lists big and small. The gift of adventure is one size fits all. And we'll wrap it for free with a nice bow on top. Visit greatoutdoorprovision.com for your local shop.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
Oh, thank you so much. It is 8:39 at WCHL. We have 39 degrees and the full story on the weather coming up.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Wes Hare. On December 4th, the North Carolina NAACP and the Forward Together Moral Movement joined with fast food workers in Durham, Greensboro, Charlotte, Greenville for Fight for 15. The obvious first question is, why not Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Orange County? In this community where we are relatively well off, why would we not want to support fast food workers on strike and join them to demand a living wage, the right to form a union, and respect and dignity on the job? Many of us joined together for the Forward Together Moral Movement. Now is a good time to remind North Carolina that we are going forward together, not one step back. Why not with the fast food workers? I'm drawing the following from the North Carolina NAACP. Why we stand with fast food workers. It is time for fast food workers' wages in the U.S. to be as those across the world. Fast food workers in Denmark make over $20 an hour. McDonald's workers in Australia make $16 an hour, and a Big Mac is actually less expensive there. Today, low-wage workers make less than they ever have before. If the minimum wage had kept up with inflation since 1968, it would be about $11 today. If the minimum wage had kept up with productivity of workers, it would be $21.72. In the last 2 years since the Fight for 15 started, 13 states have increased their minimum wage, as have 10 cities and county governments. Workers have won $15 an hour in San Francisco, Seattle, and Los Angeles. This fight is broader than just the fast food industry. We are fighting for all people to earn a living wage so that they may support themselves and their families. Fight for 15. Forward together. As we enter into this rich and dynamic holiday season, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas, we are all likely to join the wide variety of fast food establishments. If you want to join in this fight for 15, contact www.naacpnc.org. This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Well, good morning. It is 39 degrees in Chapel Hill, 8:41. Time's getting away from me here. Greg Wallachuk is here from Dickie's Barbecue Pit. How's it going there, Greg?
Excellent, Ron. How you doing today?
All right, man. You all bundled up this morning. You looked like you were a little chilly when you walked in.
It's freezing. We need to have some good barbecue to warm up.
Hey, I'll second that emotion. Of course, Greg is here from Dickie's Barbecue Pit. And I understand you have a new item on the menu. We're seeing Friday night on TNT's On the Menu. Tell us about that, and what menu item are they talking about here?
It was some amateur cooks that went on the show with Emeril Lagasse and Ty Pennington, and they narrowed it down to the final choice. And we started serving it the following day right after the show. Mm-hmm. And it's a new item. It's called Stampede Stew. It's on a bed of greens, which are incredible, covered with our Polish sausage.
Wow. That sounds interesting. Now, this is available for a limited time. What should people expect when they try it at Dickie's?
I think if you like greens and you like our Polish sausage, it's an incredible combination. And we'll be bringing it in here for you guys to try it out at noontime today.
All right. I was hoping you were going to say that. I always love that. But we have just a few. I understand you have a few things for the holidays you want to talk about. But tell us about that, how folks can get involved in that and make their lives a lot easier.
We still have a few Cajun fried turkeys and a few smoked turkeys left. Every year we have to make a commitment with the farmers early in the year. We have a few left. Easiest way is you can order it online at dickies.com, or you can call a restaurant, book it, and we'll have it ready, bring it home, heat it up to temperature, but we've done all the work and the prep work for you.
All right. But the holidays are really busy for you, but you also do a lot of catering. Some folks might not know that you do catering, but tell us about that end of the business.
Yeah, we still have a few opportunities getting closer to the holidays to cater for your business. We actually are running a special with our ham, turkey, and all the fixings. It's $12 a head. We'll bring down, set it up, minimum of 10 people. And we'd love to help anybody out that needs some help for the holidays.
Yeah, if anybody's got some special needs, I know they can get in touch with you to get a quote. How do they go about doing that?
Easiest way is to either call the restaurant or you can call our catering hotline, 919-900-0518. Or email us at catering@gmwcarolina.com, and we'll give you a free quote. And we do everything from box lunches to full-service weddings, graduations, you name it.
Well, I know that Dickie's Barbecue Pit is always, like to say, on the Chapel Hill side of Durham, over next to New Hope Commons. And I know that you want people to come see you. And Greg Wallacechuk has on his Santa hat this morning, and I want you to know that he is all in the mood for the holidays. So, you know, go see Greg and the folks at Dickie's, and you can get in the holiday mood as well. Thanks for coming.
Thanks, Ron. Happy holidays, and we'll see you real soon.
It's always good to see you, especially when you bring food. It's 844 at WCHL. Coming up next, Nikki Morse is going to take a look at your traffic on WCHL, so don't go away.
I'm David Fitch of Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Just like on the basketball court, teamwork is what you need to take on any home project. Stop by and team up with Fitch Lumber and Hardware to score big on your upcoming goals. We can help. Get the local home court advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carrboro, or call us at 919-942-3153. And as always, thanks for your business and continuing to make Fitch Lumber and Hardware a family tradition.
Dickie's has you covered for the holidays. Dickie's has a limited number of smoked and Cajun fried turkeys along with honey barbecue ham. Let us add some or all of the fixings to help take some of the stress and work out of the holidays. Let Dickie's cook and you take the credit. What can be easier than ordered online today at dickies.com and pick up in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, Crossroads Cary, or downtown Raleigh in the Red Hat Tower. We sell out every year. Be the holiday hero and order today. Dickie's, your local holiday and catering expert.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer? That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket? Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso? No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal? Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower? No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for watering shock resistance, submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes, rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
847 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers. Here once again is the inimitable Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. Looks pretty good out there this morning. We haven't really had any problems to deal with. If you're getting ready to head out on the roadways, we're looking at just some heavy traffic remaining on northbound Smith Level Road as you approach Highway 54. 40 eastbound, just heavily traveled in spots if you're making your way out of Chapel Hill from Highway 86 towards the airport exits. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call, 967-8363, or safely tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
It's been a pretty good day as far as traffic is concerned.
It's been great.
No major problems out there.
That's what I just said. Thanks.
Let's just hope that, there's an echo in here. Let's just hope it stays that way all week long, but, you know, late in the day when people are going out shopping and everything, I think, you know, it's a different story.
As you know, you never know.
Well, true. And yeah. No matter where you go, there you are.
That's right. We have tons of those, folks.
I'll be here all week.
I know, right?
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Talk to you later on.
Okay.
And what did I say? Cruisers Convenience Marketplace is the place where you can fuel up every morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans, Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great at Cruisers. Good to go. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather looks like this. 39 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 38 in Carborough, where it's always a degree cooler, mostly cloudy today, chance of rain in the afternoon. Our temperatures are going to linger around 40 all afternoon. Won't get any warmer than maybe 41, 42, but not much, not any higher than that. Tonight we're looking at cloudy skies, 50-50 chance of rain, near steady temperatures, middle 30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain in the morning. Not as cool, though, with a high in the low 50s. I like the sound of that. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low down in the middle 30s. And then on Wednesday, another pretty good day. Partly sunny, mild temperatures, highs about 50. So it's gone up a little bit, that's for sure. But a little bit of the chilly side this morning. It's 8:49.
Tom Wiltberger here of Terra Nova Global Properties with the top three most embarrassing things that have happened to your realtor on the job. Number three, accidentally let the neighbor's cat in, which was standing at the front door. Number two, showed the wrong house. And number one, while showing a house, walked in on people sleeping, or worse yet, bathing. While you might find these funny, buying or selling a house isn't a laughing matter. We're serious about real estate. Give us a call.
Terra Nova Global Properties, focused on you. Online at terranovaglobal.com.
Hi, this is Greg Overbeck for the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. We've been running ads on CHL for a while, encouraging you to support your community and dine locally. We wanted you to know that we'd obviously love it if you chose Squid, Spanky's, or 411 West every night. But when you decide to dine somewhere else, please choose one of the many fine locally owned independent restaurants in the area. Why independent? Well, chains spend their money back at corporate headquarters in Chicago or New York or LA, but not locally. A recent study showed that locally owned restaurants reinvest in their communities at three times the rate the chains do. In the long run, the fact that local businesses do business locally leads to more resources for our community. Better schools, better teachers, more public services. You're not saving the world when you go out to eat, but every little bit makes a difference. So please, support your community and dine locally. Thanks again from the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group.
850 at WCHL. About an hour ago, a little over an hour ago, I had the opportunity to welcome a special guest in the studio. I have a very special guest in the studio today. Jane Shears is here. Jane was the overall winner, the grand prize winner in our 2014 Battle for Atlantis, Mark Vitale Nationwide Basketball Giveaway presented by Continental Tire. And Jane is back from the Bahamas, although she thought about staying.
Oh, that would have been wonderful.
How was it? Tell us about your trip.
It was absolutely fabulous from start to finish. Wonderful people to travel with, fabulous accommodation, and of course the games, which were, well, other than the first one, absolutely fabulous. It was great. And the seats, the games were played in a ballroom. I think we were 10 rows back. We were behind the bench, and it was so exciting. So much fun.
Yeah, well, tell us about the rest of the trip. I mean, what did you do when you were on the island, on Paradise Island?
The first day was hot and sunny, and we walked on the beach, and we looked around the resort of Atlantis and saw all the fish and the sharks in the aquarium, and it is just beautiful. It got a little cooler the other couple of days, but we made the most of being outside. It was certainly warmer than here, and it was just great to be away.
Well,
it's a fabulous place.
I'm glad you had such a great time. Steve, have a good time, too?
He did. He loved it. He was so thrilled when I won. He was so excited. I think I was more shocked. He was just real excited.
Well, if I recall, when we were having our big finale at R&R Grill, Steve told me that he had to twist your arm to get you to come because you didn't really think you had a chance to win.
No, I wasn't quite sure. I thought there might be lots and lots of finalists. Yeah. And I didn't realize that it was down to about 190. But I was there, and thank goodness I was. It was so exciting. That night was so fun.
Yeah, it was. That was a big grand finale. And Jane, let me ask you, if you had 30 seconds to tell everybody about this place where you went and the whole trip, what would you say to folks who are thinking about a Bahamian vacation?
Oh, the Bahamas is lovely. The people are delightful. They're so friendly. And the place is beautiful. Mm-hmm. And it's It's in the same time zone. It's not that far to get there. It's just lovely.
That is Jane Shears, our grand prize winner in the big contest we just had. And if you were involved in that, then get involved next year, too, because we'll be doing something like that very similar again. And again, congratulations, Jane Shears, and thank you for coming in today. We talked to her a little over an hour ago on WCHL. Hey, listen, if you remember the word of the day from Wayne Pond, call me right now and tell me the word, spell it correctly, and define it. If you can do all that before anyone else, I will give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. Your number to call right now is 919-929-WCHL. It's all brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Again, your phone number, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Fred Black and Sylvia Black are today's WCHL hometown heroes. And Fred and Sylvia are getting a very special award presented by the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. And Fred, tell us about that award.
Well, Ron, we're both blessed and honored to be recognized by the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber as their Citizens of the Year. And this is an annual award given by the Chamber, along with awards for town gown and volunteering and a Lifetime Achievement Award. And we're just thrilled to share the stage with such great people in Chapel Hill Carborough who are going to receive these awards.
It's a really special award. And Fred, I know that you're involved in a lot of things. Stroud Roses Foundation, I could go on and talk about all the organizations that you've been a part of. But what makes it feel so good to you to be involved in these things to make our community a better place?
Sylvia and I both have the philosophy that we should give back and use some time and talents and treasures to help the community. And that's what we've done since we've lived here. And Sylvia especially has been very, very involved. She's into Habitat for Humanity and A Ban Against Neglect, another organization that's a favorite of hers, and all sorts of other activities. And it keeps us busy, and it keeps you young.
Well, Fred, you have quite a history in the military, a longtime military background before you even came to Chapel Hill. And I know that you have just dug in with both feet, you and Sylvia, into our local community here. And I want to thank you for everything that you do, because you set a good example for other people when it comes to giving back.
Well, thank you, Ron. And, you know, working here in this community has been really a lot of fun. And doing things with you at WCHL has been just as much fun, too. And I might add that you are a award winner from a previous year, so I'm following in your footsteps.
Well, it goes back away, but you and Sylvia are really special people, and we're all honored to know you, and we appreciate what you do. You make our Chapel Hill Carborough community a better place in which to live.
Well, thank you very much.
Fred and Sylvia Black, Citizens of the Year, and today's WCHL Hometown Heroes.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Hey, congratulations, and thanks for the phone calls today. But congratulations to Chuck Morton. The word of the day is parable, P-A-R-A-B-L-E. Boy, he's full of those. A short fictitious story. It's kind of is used in the Bible most of all, but parable can have a much broader meaning. Chuck's going to get a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. Chuck, take Wendy out for her birthday, all right? Chuck Morton, again, congratulations. Thank you so much. 857 at WCHL, and a good morning to you.
As presenting sponsor of the 2014 Battle for Atlantis contest, Continental Tire sent two lucky UNC fans to the Bahamas to cheer on your Tar Heels. Let Continental Tire get you to the game with this award-winning Eco Plus technology that gains you miles and saves money. From the all-new True Contact to the Cross Contact LX20, Continental Tire has a tire that's right for you. To find a retailer near you, visit ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire, for what you do.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. We're committed to fountain drink perfection. That's why we make ours with 100% filtered water and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees over our famous Chewy Ice. They're only 79 cents every day, great taste at a great price. We're so sure you'll like the taste that we guarantee it. The next time you fill up at one of our 24 Cruisers locations, come inside and enjoy the perfect fountain drink made just the way you like it.
79-cent fountain drinks with Chewy Ice, only at Cruisers.
good to go.
Great deals are here to help with holiday shopping needs. Visit ourlocaldeal.com to shop our hot holiday deals page and save at least half off now through December 31st. One of the many merchants you'll find is Top of the Hill Distillery. Get a distillery tour, tasting, and souvenir glass for half off at the only certified organic distillery in the South, located on West Franklin Street in Chapel Hill. Tours run most Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, and reservations are required. Enjoy this fun holiday activity, which makes a great gift for friends or family. Find the hot holiday deals page at ourlocaldeal.com.
Do you enjoy reading, going on walks, baking, or playing basketball with children? If so, you can make a tremendous difference in the life of a child. For more information on becoming a mentor with Blue Ribbon, please contact Granville Johnson at 919-918-2170. Again, that's 919-918-2170. And you can make a difference in the life of a child. Thank you to WCHL for your support of Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. It's 38 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, mostly cloudy all day. Chance of rain coming in this afternoon. It's going to be cooler, a high today only about 40, which means the temperatures are going to be about where they are right now. Just a few degrees warmer. Tonight, we're looking at cloudy skies, 50-50 chance of rain, near steady temperatures in the middle 30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, slight chance of rain early in the day. Not as cool tomorrow, thank goodness, with a high tomorrow in the low 50s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low 35, and then on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high of about 50 degrees. Order your honey barbecue ham, smoked, or Cajun fried turkey online today. They have a few left at Dickies.com before they're gone. Dickies on the Chapel Hill side of Durham. Good morning, it is 9 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. A Senate report on the alleged torture of suspected terrorists by the CIA isn't expected to be made public until next week, but it's already causing an uproar. The report will tell about waterboarding and other controversial methods of interrogation, but CBS News national security analyst Juan Zarate tells us it won't stop there.
The CIA misled the White House and even Congress, and so that's the explosive part of the report that so many officials are worried about. But the question is, will this put fuel on the fire of those who will use the report to animate anti-American sentiment? And I think the answer is yes.
Former Reagan administration defense official Lawrence Corr believes the risk is worth taking.
We've known about this for a long time. And I think it's important for the U.S. government to come clean about it.
A family member says the father of murdered American hostage Luke Summers believes his son would still be alive if special forces had not launched a failed second rescue attempt. Terrorists in Yemen killed Summers and a second hostage. His Navy SEALs tried to set them free. The kidnappers had set a Saturday deadline to kill Summers.
Now, shut it down!
Demonstrators returned to the streets of Berkeley, California for a second night to protest the use of deadly force by the police. They threw bottles, rocks, and explosives and blocked a freeway, police spokeswoman Jennifer Coates.
We did have one protester that was injured when he was actually attempting to stop another protester from looting a store. One of the protesters actually struck him in the head with a hammer.
Racial profiling by federal agents is already prohibited. Now the Justice Department is expanding the ban to cover profiling based on religion, national origin, and other characteristics, except for screening at airports and border crossings. Officials hope local police departments will adopt the guidelines. Why would a bank tell customers to take their money elsewhere? CBS's Vicki Barker is live with the answer.
Two factors at play here, though. Banks have traditionally made money by paying savers one interest rate, then lending that money to borrowers at a higher rate. Sagging demand for loans has lowered profits. Plus, new regulations designed to protect the U.S. economy from future financial shocks mean some accounts are becoming less profitable for the big banks. So the Wall Street Journal reports they're telling their corporate clients they should move their cash out or expect fees of up to $500 a month for certain types of accounts. Frank?
In downtown Los Angeles, a major fire overnight destroyed a residential and commercial building under construction. KNX reporter Pete Demetrio.
The entire interior of the building, the facade on the outside, is all that's really standing.
The interior areas of drywall and timber that were under construction have collapsed. They burned out completely, and they're in a smoldering pile in the middle of this building.
Fire is under investigation. Sting, Al Green, Lily Tomlin, and ballerina Patricia McBride are the latest performers to be recognized with Kennedy Center honors, along with Tom Hanks.
Tom actually thinks of himself as the luckiest guy in the world. I see him as the hardest working actor I know.
Filmmaker Steven Spielberg. S&P futures are down 6 points. This is CBS News.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important.